This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain's conservative government is facing calls to tighten the country's defenses against dirty money after a massive leak of offshore data showed how London in particular is the destination of choice for some of the world's richest and most powerful people to conceal their cash. The cache of almost 12 million files, which has been dubbed the Pandora Papers, was published Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and its media partners. Among the leaders named in that expose is Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta, an accusation which is not sitting terribly well with Boniface Mwangi, a Kenyan social-political activist.
When a president of a country hides money in another foreign country, that's treason. He's basically saying, I have no faith in the country that I'm leading. I have no faith in the banks in our country. And he's actually the owner of the biggest bank in our country. And then I have no faith in our institutions.
The UK and London specifically are prominent in the data dump, with the documents showing how many wealthy people around the world reportedly set up offshore companies to buy property and avoid taxes. The head of France's Catholic Bishops' Conference is asking forgiveness from the estimated 330,000 victims of child sex abuse by the church, found in a groundbreaking report that was released yesterday. After extensive research in France's first major reckoning with the issue, the commission compiled the report, urged compensation for victims and strong action from the church. Taliban forces unlawfully killed 13 ethnic Hazaras, most of them Afghan soldiers, who had surrendered to the insurgents, a prominent rights group said on Tuesday. The killings took place in the village of Cahor in Dekundi province in central